Today's biggest story is not really about a single model update. It is about a workflow becoming easier to keep inside one place. Google says eligible users can now do more inside Google Vids, including generating and editing clips with Gemini Omni, and creating personal avatars from a selfie and a voice recording. Google also says generated clips include SynthID watermarks. In plain terms, that means the tool is trying to cover more of the path from rough idea to finished video, while also building in a marker that the content was AI generated. That matters because a lot of creator work is not blocked by one giant creative problem. It gets slowed down by handoffs. You start with an idea in one place, gather assets in another, draft something somewhere else, then export, review, fix, and publish. Every time context moves, some of it gets lost, a detail gets dropped, a version gets renamed badly. Somebody forgets why a cut was made. The practical promise here is not magic creativity, it is fewer steps where the work can fall apart. Let's separate the confirmed facts from the rest. Google's own announcement says, Gemini, Omni, and personal avatars are available in Google Vids for eligible Google AI Pro, Ultra, and Workspace business customers. Google also says SynthID watermarks are applied to generated clips. What I cannot confirm from the supplied sources is how widely this is available outside those plans, how good the output is across different kinds of videos, or how much manual cleanup most people will need. Those are the questions that matter in real use, and they are still open from the material we have. Still, even with those limits, the direction is clear. Video creation is being folded into a draft and edit workflow instead of living as a separate, high-friction project. That is a meaningful shift for creators, trainers, small businesses, and internal teams who need short explainers, updates, promos, how-to clips, or lightweight presentations that need to look polished without taking days. If you are a solo creator, this could help when you need a quick version of a video before you invest in a more elaborate edit. If you run a small business, it could help when you need a simple product update, a client walkthrough, or a short social post that starts from a script and ends as a shareable clip. If you work in a team, the value may be even bigger, because a shared workspace can make it easier to keep the draft, the review comments, and the published version connected. The personal avatar piece is also worth noticing, because it changes the relationship between a person and the video they produce. Google says the avatar can be created from a selfie and a voice recording. That suggests a faster way to produce a presenter-style clip without filming every time, but it also raises the usual questions. Does the avatar feel accurate? Is the voice convincing? And will viewers understand that it is synthetic? The presence of SynthID watermarks is one answer on the disclosure side. It is a sign that the workflow is not pretending this is ordinary camera footage. That disclosure layer matters. When AI video gets easier, the burden moves from making the clip to reviewing the clip. You want to know what the tool generated, what you changed, and what still needs a human eye. Watermarking is not a replacement for judgment. It is a traceability feature. It helps keep the provenance visible, which is increasingly important for anyone publishing public-facing content. Here is the practical pattern I would pay attention to. Draft, revise, publish. All in one workspace. That sounds simple, but it is actually the heart of the story. The less you have to export, re-import, and reconstruct, the more likely it is that the final output matches the original intent. For creators, that can save time. For teams, it can reduce version confusion. For businesses, it can help keep content aligned with brand and approval steps. A useful example would be a small company that needs a weekly customer update, video. Instead of writing the script in one document, recording a rough take separately, editing in another app, and then sending the final file around for comments, the team could try a tighter loop. Write the script, generate an initial clip, adjust the wording or pacing, then review before sharing. The point is not to let the tool decide the message. The point is to make the message easier to assemble without losing the review step. That leads to one experiment I would recommend this week. Pick one short video workflow that you already do every week. Keep it small. For example, a 1-minute product update, a training snippet, or a social clip. Create the first draft inside the video tool, make one revision pass, and then stop before publishing. Ask three questions. Does the tool save time at the draft stage? Does it preserve your intent through the edit? And does the review step catch anything the tool missed? If you want to measure it more carefully, compare the old workflow and the new one side by side. Track how long the draft takes, how many times you have to move files around, and how many corrections happen before you are comfortable publishing. That will tell you more than the marketing language ever will. There are also risks to keep in mind. First, access is limited to eligible plans, so this is not yet a universal tool for every creator. Second, generated video can still be wrong, awkward, or off-brand, even when the workflow feels smooth. Third, avatars and voice-based generation may raise audience trust questions, especially if you do not explain how the content was made. Fourth, anytime a tool bundles more steps together, it can be tempting to skip review because the process feels efficient. That is exactly when mistakes can slip through. So the human checks matter. Review the script for accuracy. Check names, numbers, product details, and claims. Watch the pacing and visual tone. Confirm that any avatar or synthetic clip is appropriate for the audience. Make sure disclosure is handled the way your team or client expects. And if a clip is going to a public channel, check that the final version still sounds like your organization, not just like the default output of a tool. The bigger trend here is that creator tools are no longer only competing on generation quality. They are competing on how much of the workflow they can hold together. That includes the draft, the edit, the identity layer, and the traceability layer. In other words, the best tool is not just the one that makes a clip. Is the one that helps you move from idea to reviewed output without losing control. My verdict, test carefully. This looks genuinely useful if you already live in a Google-based workflow and want faster video drafts with clearer disclosure. But because availability is limited and the real-world quality questions are still open, treat it as a pilot, not a replacement for your current process. What to watch next is whether Google expands access, how creators use the avatar and clip generation features in practice, and whether the review and watermarking pieces become standard expectations in AI video tools. If that happens, the story will not just be about making video faster. It will be about making video workflows more traceable, from the first draft to the final publish.